Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style. At Maurice's, we're here to help you show up feeling your best, no matter what's on your calendar. Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help. From tried and true denim to head-turning looks, we've got style that fits your life and your budget. Visit your local Maurice's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
This is WEEI Afternoons with Andy Hart, Nick Fitzy Stevens, and Ted Johnson.
We're always high energy, and I'm very excited for the first game of the year. It's always like, it's like throwing that first punch, and you just got to get out the way. And there's what comes with that, too, some anxiety as well. But it's all in good faith just because you've been preparing for so long, and you just want things to go so well for the guys and have success for the community and everybody. So, yeah, I can answer that with wholeheartedly. A lot of energy, some anxiety, but all in good fashion.
That was the voice of Patriots special teams coordinator Jeremy Springer, who joined us just a few minutes ago here on WEEI Afternoons. We're going to talk to a rotating coordinator each Friday during the regular season. So we get the special teams coordinator today. Next week it'll be either offense or defense. We'll rotate through. I thought it was interesting, Fitzy, because he's a guy, he's definitely the rah-rah energy guy. And I don't want to blow his cover, but he does use energy drinks. I've seen him come onto the practice.
No.
Yep, he does.
He's just like the rest of us?
Yep. Maybe one that team. I used to shill for previously.
Aren't we lucky to have him?
Nope, not that one. The other one I used to shill for. I've made the rounds. Should
we take his temperature and take in Fahrenheit or Celsius?
Yeah. No, not that one.
Wow, no secret safe with you, Andy, huh? Threw the guy right under the bus.
Well, I mean, he takes the field in front of hundreds and thousands of people drinking an energy drink, so okay, I think others know
it
as well.
But he is a vibe. Can I ask you this? Did he accidentally give us, like, not sneaky big news, but a little bit of a deet when he said that Woodson was starting?
I think we all kind of knew that, but
no, but it was not confirmed. I mean, yeah. We thought Craig Woodson was going to play, but we didn't know he was starting.
Oh, I think most people expected him to start. That was the whole line of thinking as to why Jabril Peppers started to have a tantrum or something. And maybe that's what got him cut. And he found out he was going to be a backup and that they were going all the reports at that time where they were going with Hawkins and Woodson at the safety position. He did give us some other details. We're not going to be seeing Marcus Jones at kick returner.
But the way he broke it down, which is a surprise, but the way he broke it down was great. Like, I even saw you nodding your head like during that, like, oh, this is good football intel. The way that the new dynamic kickoff has taken shape and that it's a 9-on-7 now, not 11-on-11, and you want a bigger back out there who's got some speed. I hate to say it, but Travion Henderson is literally built for that.
Oh, absolutely. And you're seeing the trend toward running backs and the bigger returners. Patterson, Cordarrelle Patterson, who was a bigger returner, would be, you know, a marquee
Gibson.
Guy. Those
yep.
types of people. It'll be interesting because the one thing they can't improve upon is the way they started the preseason. So they can only match it by returning the opening kickoff for a touchdown to start
105 yards.
Regular. Yeah, they could go back to the old Ellis Hobbs record of 109 yards or whatever the hell it is in the end zone. I don't think you'll be seeing a lot of those because they'll take the ball
Ellis.
At the 35-yard line. But no, that's a good energy interview to start things off with what we're talking about for what this team is. And he had some interesting things to say in there. He got very wrapped up and excited when he was like, bringing AFC championship games and Super Bowls and tight. And I was like, okay, all right, coach. You got a little ahead of yourself there. Let's just win a couple football games first and steer the ship in the right direction before we start talking about Super Bowls. But I love the energy. He did sort of downplay. Okay, so on the broadcast last night, I'm watching the Sunday night football crew on Thursday night for the regular season opener made a big deal about the kicking balls. He kind of basically said these crazy kickers will have the same ball they're used to and that'll give them more confidence. He didn't really seem to make it much more than that, that it was not really that big a deal. It's just they know where the laces are. They know where how inflated it is, how hard it is, whatever. It's I don't know that it's actually going to travel. It's sort of like Dumbo's feather. You give them the ball they're used to kicking, and they feel more comfortable kicking it.
But I was watching McAfee earlier today. Sick brag, bro. And he was going on about how, you know, now they can only get the balls broken in a certain degree, and they get a certain amount of time to go and, like, work them over and, you know, buff them up. And, like, it sounds like a whole big hassle. Like, why are we here at this point now with, like, new kicking balls that have a certain amount of time? Like, just let the guys bring what they want to kick with if that's what makes them comfortable. Don't we all just want the best, highest scoring product?
Yeah, I treat it the same way I treat steroids and home runs. Like, I just want to see home runs. I just want to see long balls, the longest home runs. Show me field goals. If you're going to kick 70-yard field goals with regularity, I'm fine with that. If that's, you know, an addition to the kicking game, I'm fine with it, especially if the Patriots have a kicker that can join that fun. Borregales is somebody to keep an eye on, very much so in this game, because a lot of us don't believe he actually won the job. He was given the job because he was a draft pick. It will be interesting to see how ready to go he is. I think we all think, you know, certainly Vegas thinks this could be like a field goal type game, and there could be a kick here or there.
Vegas.
So I would say that, you know, he is one of the more, if you were doing like a 10 players to watch, Patriots versus Raiders.
Ooh, Andy, hold on, let me write this for the website.
Nope,
Ten players to watch?
Yes, 10 players to watch. Andy Borregales would be on that list. It's not sexy, it's not exciting, but the rookie kicker who was a little inconsistent in the summer, not quite as consistent as his veteran partner, would probably be part of that story. Guys to keep an eye on in a game where one team, at the very least, is looking to play some defense and probably be cautious on offense and maybe kick some field goals and see if they can win a relatively low-scoring affair.
Before, whether irregardless of our convo with Springer, which was very fun, and when I found out we had the coordinators on Fridays, I was looking forward to talking to him, as I am possibly Terrell Williams or Josh McDaniels next Friday. But before the show started today, where is your confidence in the Patriots being able to keep up with, if not defeat, the Raiders? Is it higher than it's been in a while, lower than it's been in a while, or have you been basically settled in at altitude for a while?
I would say we've settled in. I don't think really anything's changed of late for me. It's not like Christian Gonzalez not playing is some surprise. We started to realize and expect that Christian Gonzalez wasn't going to play. I will say there was that little blip of uh-oh yesterday when the injury report came out and Will Campbell was on it, because I sure as hell don't want to see them start the season without Will Campbell. Although I'll also say I listened to Josh McDaniels yesterday, and he kind of teased at or alluded to them maybe rotating on the offensive line, that maybe the five guys that go out there to start the game against the Raiders won't be the only five offensive linemen you'll see. That's something the Patriots have done in the past under Bill Belichick, is rotate offensive linemen early in the year, especially if they're not totally sold on who the starter is at a position like, I don't know, center, left guard, some of the spots here that have been competitions right down to the wire. But no, I'm kind of where I've been, and I sort of teased it on the crossover with Jones and Keith. I think the Patriots are fun and exciting and competitive, but I think if we were doing one of those NBA playoff series style drafts, the better players are on the Raiders. The higher end talent is on the Raiders. I think they have three offensive weapons you can argue are better than any offensive weapons you have. And I think with Christian Gonzalez out, they have the best defensive football player in this game. So there's some high end playmaking, game changing talent on the Raiders.
The first four picks in a fantasy draft between the two teams go off the board to the Raiders?
I think you can make a very strong argument for that.
Wow.
And if that, it, now maybe depth goes the Patriots' way, or you start to do that, look a little deeper dive, maybe that changes things, but that's where I am. 617-779-7937. How excited are you, Patriots fans, for the start of the regular season? How confident are you in your football team? A little bit later, we'll look at how many wins fans are projecting. That was the poll of the day today. We'll see where the confidence lies. Is it a Brian Hoyer 8-11 wins? Is it on the high end of that, the low end of that, somewhere? 617-779-7937. Up next, though, we do need to touch on last night's NFL opener. It started very high-scoring affair. Then we got lightning and storms, and suddenly the lightning made the offenses go away. There were some big plays, some big drops, and we had a little spitting going on. All that and more from Philadelphia last night in the NFL opener. We'll talk about it next here on WEEI Afternoons.
Your life isn't one size fits all. Every day brings something different. Your style should too. At Maurice's, we make it easy to show up feeling comfortable, confident, and completely you. Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look your best. From tried-and-true denim to head-turning looks, we've got styles that fit your life and your budget. Fashion made for real-life moments. Maurice's.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Listening to WEEI Afternoons
with Hart, Fitzy, and Johnson.
5-yard line. Conduct, defense number 98. Number 98's defense actions has disqualified him from the game.
Whoa.
15-yard penalty.
Whoa.
First down.
So Jalen Carter, the focus and the star for the Cowboys, for the Eagles on the front line, out for the game before a snap. Here he goes. He walks there. In front of Dak Prescott. Did he spit? Did he spit on him?
Did he spit? Did he spit?
Yes, he did spit.
Mike Tirico. He did spit on Dak Prescott. Now, further examination of all the facts, and I saw somebody joke about there was a second spitter. Dak Prescott did spit previous to this. Whether he was spitting toward Carter, over his linemen, whatever happened, second guy in, always second spitter always gets caught, Fitzy. It's the rule of the way, always. Right?
Yep, never be a double spitter.
You don't want to be the second spitter. You always get caught. But that was amazing. That was one of those, like, the NFL season is back and it's already drunk, as the kids would say. Like, it's the best defensive player on the defending champion Eagles is kicked out of the game before you run a defensive snap. Mm-hmm. Your coordinator's probably like, well, I'll just throw this game plan we had right out the window and we'll just wing it the rest of these 59 minutes and 55 seconds or whatever is left in this game. But the Eagles get the win in a very strange game. Fitzy, I'm going to read to you the drive charts and there'll be a line of demarcation in the middle. So early in the game, touchdown, 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 field goal, touchdown, field goal, halftime, field goal, fumble. Weather delay because a cell blew through the Philadelphia area and there was lightning in the area. Then it turned into punt, 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 downs, end of game. It was a much better game before the lightning.
I was
going to
say,
tell me
the one thing you notice about these two these two score charts. Good God, talk about just literally sucking all the, and there's like 5 minutes left in the third quarter. So we got two thirds of a game. Then we got Garrett and Sims and Maria and D-Mac vamping in a tunnel for an hour, which was, oh, and then we went to the other tunnel with Collinsworth's offspring. What's his name? Jack?
Yeah. Jacques.
And, yeah. Jack Collinsworth and someone else. That was some really compelling coverage right there. I got to tell you, those guys, they were stretching that taffy as long as they could.
Yeah.
Honestly, I think a lot of us fell asleep, Andy. Did you make it through the end?
I watched, and I don't know how this happened. I'm always the first one to fall. Yes, I'm a 10 o'clock sleeper. Somehow I watched the entire game. Not that it was really worth it, especially when CeeDee Lamb started to decide to not catch the football.
He Aguilar'd that one for the Dallas Cowboys, something.
He had a great game, but not as great a game as he could have. And if he had a better game, they might have won the football game and upset the defending Super Bowl champions. But Jalen Hurts ran the ball quite a bit. If you're a Patriots fan looking at that game, I think you're like, huh, we got one of those that can choose to run like that. And I continue to point out, Jalen Hurts is the best safe runner at the quarterback position today. It used to be Russell Wilson, but now it's Jalen Hurts. Even in the open field, he gives you like that little shimmy shake, and then he's like, just kidding, gonna slide. He stays out of harm's way virtually all the time. The only time you saw him really kind of go for it was the pylon, dove into the corner. I think it was his second touchdown of the game. Quiet game for A.J. Brown. Normal game for Saquon Barkley. I just think it was the evolution of the game, and that's how good that team is. They're a good football team. They can beat you in a variety of ways. When you have superstars, all-pro talents like Hurts and Barkley and A.J. Brown, like, sometimes somebody's going to have a quiet game as things sort of unfold. But it was a fun start to the season. We got another game tonight on YouTube. So you can find it if you're like me. Hopefully it's on my TV in San Paulo.
I've said this before. Why are you trying to aggressively enter the grandpa with the remote control portion of
Are you guaranteeing me? Are you guaranteeing me when I push the little talk button on my remote and say YouTube, it's going to go right to YouTube?
Yes.
You sure?
You can have Dan Ball and Stiz will tell you. They'll back me up on this. If you have anything resembling a, quote, smart TV, then like the first app that's usually loaded in is YouTube.
Yes, Dan Ball.
Didn't you just get a Roku or something for your basement?
I got that in the basement. So yeah. Worst case scenario, I can go down there. You're
that
right.
That for sure is going to work.
Absolutely. Yeah. If I have any problems with the regular
it's
TV.
It's on the TV.
I think it'd be on the TV too, though, because my kids watch a lot of YouTube. So I know it works on my TV in some form or fashion. But yeah, we got Chiefs Chargers. I hope that one is similar to the first half of the Cowboys and Eagles and not so much the second half action that we saw.
All right, hold on. I do have an in-show question. Stiz, Dan, which of the two of you is basically Geek Squad or tech support for when Ted calls at 8:03 and says, how do I get this game on?
That would be his fantasy football partner. I'm delegating that to the other side of the Master Blasters.
You know, Stiz, you know you're getting that call.
That's all right. Anything from my guy.
That's right. And
what are you eating?
Do we think that he's always eating? He's always eating.
He's like Brad Pitt.
Not eating.
It's healthy he's this like, time.
He's like Brad Pitt in Ocean's 11. He's always eating in every scene.
Does Jalen Carter have to worry about getting suspended? Not everybody at once.
Does Jalen Carter have to worry about a suspension? No.
No?
He lost a whole football game.
I mean,
like, I think they'll treat it as an in-kind suspension.
And I do.
That would be stupid.
I do wonder if the further investigation that shows that there was sort of a previous spit going on. I would be surprised if he gets suspended, but I think it's at least on the table for a topic of discussion. I mean, you can be double penalized in the NFL. They do it all the time. Yes, Dan Ball.
It feels like something in the middle. I feel like a fine is coming for this one.
Yeah. Pay $15,000. See you next week.
I'll give you $25,000. That's my pick.
But if you're an Eagles fan, though, like you watch the first play, one of your players looks like he's out for the season, and your best defensive player, while they deal with that player from the kickoff, gets kicked out of the game. It's like, are we snake bitten 5 seconds into the season?
Like, who do they think could be out for the season?
It was their fullback special teams guy.
Not the fullback.
Yeah, it's a sad day.
And like 10 minutes before you had the banner that was being raised, you're like, oh, we're not in Kansas anymore.
And who was the guy that announced him? I know I'm not the biggest pop culture guy, but who was the Philly resident who actually did the E-A-G? He was a superstar, a pop culture phenom guy that I am not familiar with. I'm assuming he's an actor. But
wasn't Bradley Cooper, was it?
No. I know who Bradley Cooper is.
All right, just making sure.
Good Lord!
Well, you didn't know about A Star Is Born a couple of months ago when we were talking about that.
I haven't seen it. I'm aware that it existed and there were people that acted and sang in it, so to speak.
Siri, open YouTube.
The Eagles get off on the right foot, which is the way it generally works. I think it's now 21 of 26 years with these Thursday night openers that the defending champ gets the win.
You remember the last one was actually a thrilling game, and it kind of plays into tonight as well. Last one to not win was the Chiefs a couple years ago when they lost by uno point to the Lions. And I think what was the stat they rolled off last night? Like the Chiefs are 6-1 in nationally televised openers. Like Mahomes is money in the bank, usually.
Yeah, Mahomes is good. Brady's good, but Brady lost one to the Chiefs, actually, in that same situation coming off a Super Bowl in Foxborough.
42-27. That's what gave us the angry Brady on the bench meme.
So, you know, it definitely has a home field Super Bowl champion advantage, but it's not perfect. 617-779-7937. The NFL season is here. The Patriots season is here. We'll be talking about it all afternoon on a Patriots Friday. But up next, it's time for our three-point stances, and I have to talk about Jeremy Swayman, because, well, Jeremy Swayman is talking about Jeremy Swayman and saying Jeremy Swayman more than he should. That's up next here on WEEI Afternoons.